This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. In a recent article published by some local publications, it was mentioned that between 70 to 90 billion ringgit worth of assets, mostly owned by Malays, are unclaimed as of 2020. The article also stated that these assets were frozen and could not be dispersed immediately as their owners died without making wills or any proper inheritance plans. Now, OctoWill is a next-gen digital inheritance startup, which leverages on patented blockchain-based technology to offer legacy planning services such as will writing, e-nominations of beneficiaries, and managing the distribution and custody of assets. With an aim to digitalize the will writing industry and cater to the growing demands of a fast-moving digital world, OctoWill system allows users to store any form of digital assets without sharing their sensitive information, such as passwords or private key codes. On the phone with me right now is Captain Selva, Selva Raja Ramasamy, the founder and CEO of OctoWill. Welcome to the show, Captain Selva.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having us here today.
Absolute pleasure. Now, Captain Selva, can you tell me how long has OctoWill been around and where did the initial idea come from?
Okay, it's a bit of a long story. Okay, as probably you've realized, I am a pilot flying actively up to the period where COVID hit everyone, mm-hmm. and I was grounded from flying. Now, prior to that, about, say, 10 years before that, while actively flying as a pilot, I started an inheritance business. Mm-hmm. Formed several companies dealing with wills and trusts. Got a license as a trustee with SE, and dive into that business while actively flying. But then, at some point around 2016, I went and bought myself some cryptocurrencies. Like everybody, okay. You know, I started diving into it. Then I took my cryptocurrency and went to my lawyer and I said, hey, look, how do I actually draft a will to include my cryptocurrency in my will?
Yes.
And he looked at me and he said, that is not something I'm familiar with.
Back then a lot of people were still very unfamiliar with.
Absolutely. And then he looked at me and said, you know, you can write down your passwords and private keys and put it into a box somewhere where your wife can access it. Mm. And I said, how if she forgets it, right? Mm-hmm. Or she doesn't know how to access it, or if I change the password, or I open another account. There are thousands of questions in my mind, and he couldn't answer it, right? Mm. Then I told myself, look, there must be some solution because we are in the will writing business, and we should be able to find a solution for this, right? Mm-hmm. So then, luckily for me, because of my travel that takes me to many parts of the world, I started attending many blockchain events in Hong Kong, Korea, China, you know, and everywhere I go, I just put out my hand and ask this simple question to the presenter. I say, hey, look, you know, this guy's opening up accounts in your exchanges, they're putting money in there. And if something happens to them, what do you actually do with that money? Mm. How do you pass it on? Who do you give it to? Mm. And to my surprise, I found many of them did not have a clear and easy answer to inherit these assets, right? Mm-hmm. So that got me thinking, my God, you know, this is not something, I mean, the industry is worth billions of dollars, right? Mm. Then we realized, look, we need to do something about this. So that's when we started deep diving into it. Obviously, being a non-blockchain tech-based guy, I needed to go out and hire the team. So we have a specific team that actually builds the blockchain systems. And we went on to build OctoWill about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a journey how it got us here into
Very OctoWill. Interesting. Now, the idea of digital wills or crypto wills, you know, a few of these have been around, you know, a couple of years now. What do you guys do you think that is different to the other ones that are already on offer nowadays?
Okay, will, as you know, right, there are many platforms that write will, either physically, you know, the agents will visit you and write a will, or you can do online will writing services.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no such thing as a crypto will, for example, because wills cannot accept cryptography as yet, because the way wills are written, they're signed physically, because according to the law, like, for example, Malaysian Wills Act requires a will to be printed and physically signed and, you know, witnessed by two people minimum.
Yeah.
So because of this, you cannot truly, truly create a digital will as yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we do is we aim to, you see, the will industry has been around for hundreds of years. Yet, it's a very traditional practice.
Yeah.
Writing a will now, you have to either go to some of these agencies or you have to go to a lawyer, or, you know, it's not such an easy process, right? Yet, everybody needs a will. And sometimes it's very expensive and it's inaccessible to the rural people.
Yeah.
So what we want to embark is bring technology into changing the way wills and inheritance is managed.
Mm-hmm.
First, of course, you digitalize the entire process of writing the will. Even though the will has to be printed and signed, it's digitalizing the process. But, okay, this could be a lengthy explanation, yeah? But
no, that's fine, please.
All right. Let's talk about young people. How old are you, Richard?
I'm 45.
Oh, okay. Well, not so young anymore, right? So I don't want to ask you whether you've written your will, but I hope you have, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
For the younger generation, between 20 to, let's say, 40, okay, they don't want to write a will. They want to, don't want to talk about writing a will.
Right.
Yet, they own a lot of assets, right?
That's true, yeah.
It could be, okay, forget about the traditional asset of house and cars. You talk about digital assets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in simple terms, yeah, you talk about cryptocurrencies they have in your wallet, or you have a Forex account, which is digitally created and stored, right? And you have your bank accounts, you have Touch and Go, you have your Grab wallet accounts, you name it, right? WeChat account. So there are a lot of money sitting in these accounts. Could be 100 here, 500 there, 1,000 there, right? Now, if something happens to the young person, what happens to this money? There's no real clear process who is going to claim it or how they're going to claim it. And this is one of the things that we want to solve, right? By making it easy for people to go into an app and just nominate anybody they want for any of these accounts, right? If you log into our October app, mobile app, you'll realize that how simple it is to nominate somebody and give them the right of claim to any of these accounts. And you pay a very nominal fee to do it. And when they do it, then the e-nomination acts in lieu of a will.
So this is what you bring to the will writing and legacy planning industry, is this e-nomination service.
Yep. Yes. One of the services, e-nomination.
Part of the problem I see here in Malaysia of assets being frozen, you know, and with estate planning, is that people just don't plan. You know, and how do you intend to kind of encourage people to start doing so using OctoWill?
Okay, people do worry about this. Whether they do plan or not is secondary, right? There are many reasons why people don't plan or don't take action, rather. It's because of difficulty or lack of awareness, for example, right? They know that they need to do something about it, but how to do it is another question.
Yeah.
And for the young people, will is not cool. So we are going out now to educate people and say, look, nomination is cool. You can nominate your cousin, your uncle, your brother, or your girlfriend for your account, and you pay for an e-wallet nomination is $4.99, which is lesser, or not even lesser, not even one third of a coffee, right?
Yeah.
So and by creating awareness like this to people, to tell them, if you're not ready to write a will, it's okay. Just go and e-nominate first, right? And just do it through a simple mobile app. And it's a very simple process. You don't have to give your passwords, your private keys, or none of your sensitive information is recorded, because you don't need that. The e-nomination document gives the beneficiary the right of claim.
Right?
Okay, yep. So let's say, for example, you have an account in Luno or any, let's say, Binance, for example, right? Mm. If the person passed away, it's not that Binance do not want to pay out that money to somebody else. They just do not know who to pay to.
Correct, yeah.
So who has the right of claim, right? So what e-nomination does, it gives that person the right of claim. Mm-hmm. Right? Then they have to forward the digital documentation that they get, the certificate that is issued on blockchain. They forward it to Binance and file a claim to Binance. Or we assist them to do it, right?
Got
so
it.
In that sense, we don't take ownership of the asset. We just provide the facilitate party A and party B to communicate and receive the asset.
Okay. Captain Silver, let's take a short break here.
Yep.
We'll come back, and I've got so many questions for you. Okay. But don't go anywhere. Folks, you tuned in to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Captain Silver. He's the founder and CEO of OctoWill. They're a next-generation digital inheritance startup which leverage on patented blockchain-based technology. More on that when we come back. You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Open for Business. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Captain Silver. He's the founder and CEO of OctoWill. They are a next gen digital inheritance startup. We're talking about how in a recent article published by local publications, between 70 and 90 billion ringgit worth of assets, mostly owned by Malays, are unclaimed as of 2020. Now, Captain Silver, just before the break, of course, we were touching on things like blockchain and cryptocurrencies, and something I'm very familiar with and have been, like you, involved with since, you know, quite early on. But they're now becoming much more discussed, and you know they're kind of a hot topic right now. But I think for a lot of people, there's still somewhat of a trust issue or a lack of understanding, more so to speak. How do you intend to kind of overcome this? I mean, especially with people from an older generation or with people who are out there in rural Malaysia who, you know, have no prior dealings with things like cryptocurrencies and blockchain.
Okay, the fact that, 90 billion is unclaimed because people don't have, number one, a will written, okay?
Yeah.
Or they don't have a proper process of getting the families together to go and get a LA done, etc., right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if someone already has cryptocurrency, they are already in the digital space.
Yeah.
Obviously, they know how to log into an account, buy and sell, or buy and own cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they are not totally oblivious to technology and using of mobile phones and applications.
Right.
This is one of the way how we can reach out to them easily through the mobile applications and through digital means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with OctoWill, you can actually write your will using your mobile phone, right? So the future of the industry is changing. Look, this industry has been around for hundreds of years, right?
Mm.
And it's been very traditional in its practice. Now, what's happening to the world now, that many new things are coming up, transforming an existing old practice into technology.
Mm.
That's what we intend to do. We are disrupting the inheritance industry, bringing it into blockchain, bringing it into technology, and changing the landscape, how the future wills and nominations and inheritance transfer of assets will look like.
Mm.
Right. So education is a key, of course, but by making it simple and affordable, then it makes people want to do it easily, right?
Mm.
Mm. And by putting it on blockchain, of course, it's safe and secure. So by taking all the elements of fraud, fear, manipulation, and malpractices out of the window and putting it into a transparent system, right, is what is going to change the industry. And that's what we think we are hoping to do in years to come.
Can you talk me through the process of onboarding onto OctoWheel from a user perspective? You know, how easy is it or how difficult is it?
Okay. Like any other mobile app, right? You can either go into our website and just register yourself or go to our mobile app called OctoWheel Inheritance App, download it, register yourself. And once you register, of course, you'll receive an email to set the password and you're in the app. Mm-hmm. Once you're in the app, you can see very clearly the process of e-nomination will take you from step to step, A to Z. Now, you can manage your entire beneficiary on the app itself. You can manage your entire asset listings. So for the e-nomination, there is a class of category of assets. Just select, for example, Forex accounts or bank accounts or cryptocurrency accounts. When you select, for example, bank account, you see the list of banks, including all the banks in Malaysia, right? Select that bank. And then the next question will be, what's your bank account number or any reference that you can put for the claimant? So normally for a bank, it'll be bank account number, detail of the bank, right? And then you just select from the list of beneficiary you already built, any one particular beneficiary, and then you digitally sign this document. Okay, because e-nomination can be signed digitally.
Okay.
Unlike a will, right? Because e-nomination is a legal contract. So digitally sign it and then proceed to make the payment. Okay. Once you pay, the entire nomination certificate and the e-nomination document will be sent to your email. Of course, you'll also have a copy of it in your app and your system itself, which you can print anytime. Now, you can go and make changes to your nominations anytime, add new assets, add new beneficiaries, and do all that like any other app, right? Now, the fee we charge is for an e-wallet, is R4.99 annually renewable subscription fee. For a bank account, it's R9.99. For a cryptocurrency account, it's R15. Right, so the fees are very affordable, and process is very simple.
Sorry, and those fees are annual fees?
Annual fees, yes.
Okay, yeah. So when you've done your e-nomination, are those people, your nominees, then notified as well?
Well, it's up to the where OctoWheel comes in into technology, right? Now, OctoWheel is a patented, as you mentioned earlier, it's a patented technology.
Yeah.
So what we have patented is our proof of life system on blockchain. Now, let's take about blockchain today, right? You have Ethereum that deals with smart contract blockchain.
Correct.
You have Tron that deals with gaming, right? Yeah. And Ethereum itself deals with proof of stake and proof of work, right? Yeah. And some blockchain deal with proof of time. What OctoWheel blockchain that we are building, we form a foundation called OctoWheel Foundation, which will build a public blockchain for proof of life.
Right? I see. Yeah.
So imagine how Ethereum is working in its own way, proof of concept, proof of stake, and how OctoWheel will work in a proof of life concept. So which means our entire inheritance-based blockchain, when it's ready to roll 2 years down the line, will incorporate everything to do with identifying death, verifying a person's whereabouts, their health and wealth, until the point that an automated process can identify absolute death with proof. When that happens, it opens a gate for a smart contract to be activated, where the assets can be transferred from one owner to another owner digitally.
Got it. Got it. Now, on your website, you've got an option to become an OctoGen. Can you explain to me a little bit more what that is? Is it perhaps part of the strategy to help people who are reluctant to adopt, or am I incorrect in that?
No, you're absolutely correct. Now, of course, as we mentioned earlier, right, people are still reluctant to write wills because nobody's just going to go to online, given how simple it is, just simply write a will, right, because of our society's awareness or comfort level of going and doing this on their own, right? So what we do is we do have agency system.
Got it.
So we recruit agents, master agents and agents. They are called the OctoGens. So they will actually be trained, number one, by us, be certified as a will writer, And we go through a stringent process of educating them to become professional will writers. Once they're certified, they then go out and meet the clients and write the wills for the clients. Even though it's done online, the advisory services is given by the agents themselves to the clients. So this is Octogen. So anybody who's interested to become an Octogen, log into our website, just go fill up the forms and send it over, and you know, somebody in our team will contact them and make the process work. Yeah.
Do you think then down the line that there will be some kind of Octowill token being released?
Oh, it's very interesting. We are looking in that path because tokenizing the smart contract is part of what we intend to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like NFTs, for example, right?
Yeah.
How art is tokenized. Now, there are new terms that's coming up in the digital space that we have not heard of.
Yeah.
Will is known as will today, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we hope to change that because it's called will, it's a taboo.
Yeah.
So now the first process we do is e-nomination, trying to break that taboo. Mm-hmm. The next will be, we'll probably call it as something else that is acceptable and it is formed on a smart contract. So assets are transferred seamlessly from one platform to another platform using our Octowill blockchain, right? So yeah, next year, we actually are looking at issuing a token out. We are obviously looking at the proper licensing process to do that.
Yeah.
And we are also in talks with companies like Ethis.co, which is a Muslim Islamic platform, because we have both, you know, we have to deal with both conventional and Islamic products on our platform. Mm-hmm. So Ethis is also doing crowdfunding for us at the moment. So we're looking at raising about 2.5 million through Ethis. You know, part of fundraising is always a common thing for startups and new companies, because to scale in this industry, technology, marketing, a lot of funds are required, especially what we are trying to do is breaking grounds on new technology. So for that, we do raise funds, and tokenization will become part of the process as well.
Wonderful. Captain Selva, thank you very much for joining me today.
Richard, I really enjoyed talking to you.
Me too. I've been on the phone with Captain Selva Ramasamy. He is the founder and CEO of Octowill. To find out more about them, you can head over to octowill.com. They are a next-gen digital inheritance startup which leverages on patented blockchain-based technology to conveniently offer legacy planning, such as will writing, e-nomination of beneficiaries, and managing the distribution and custody of assets. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget to download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.